Yes, right now here on Sports Overnight on RSN 927, it's our privilege to be joined by champion hoop and superstar jockey live from the UK in Kieran Fallon Jr. Thanks for joining us, Kieran.
Thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure.
Well, first things first, mate, you're back Monday, touch wood. How are you feeling? You must be excited.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's been a long time, but, you know, it's finally come. You know, I'm very excited. It's going to be very interesting. You know, it's going to be hard. You know, the amount of rides are going to be limited. Obviously, the meetings and the races, they're limited, but it'll be interesting to see what happens. But no, I'm very excited that it's back.
Kieran, we'll chat more about racing's return in the UK in just a moment, but how have you kept sane during quarantine, mate? How has isolation life been treating you?
Yeah, good. No, look, I've not really been affected by it. Only missing race riding. We're up at 4, you know, riding 4 or 5 lots every morning and then going back in the evening to see the horses. And then during riding out and seeing the horses, I'll be going for a run or I'll be on the simulators or I'll be going on the bike ride. And I've been keeping pretty fit and busy, you know, just apart from missing the races.
And as you said, racing returns on Monday in the UK, thank goodness. And just before we chat a fair bit more about that, mate, training partnerships I read have been approved over there, like that of, say, Kieran Maher and David Eustace here in Australia. How has this been received in the UK?
Yeah, no, look, hopefully, you know, we can see a lot of young trainers partnering up together before they depart and obviously progress on the run. I think it'll be interesting to see who's going to be the first partnership out train. It'll be interesting to see what happens, but you know, I think it can only be for the better for racing. It's going to be interesting to see what comes about it, really.
Very much a new normal over there, including face masks and screening and temperature checks, etc., and social distancing offices, I think. So plenty of strict protocols, which we've seen here in Australia for quite some time. Not quite to that extent, but you feel it's necessary?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely, obviously, with what's going on, you know, I think that we have to take, you know, we've got to be really careful, obviously, what's been going on. And, you know, it's hard to say what the right rules and regulations are going to be until we start race riding. But I think if we just take the right baby steps forward and, you know, be as careful as possible, I think that you know, we can keep the level of the risk down and hopefully, you know, we can slowly start to reduce the risks that are going to be taken and obviously try and progress on to normal normal racing.
Trainer Kieran Fallon Jr. here on Sports Overnight on RSN 927, of course, live from the UK with racing set to resume on Monday over there. And yes, legging up a rider or obviously loading a horse into the barriers obviously requires breaking social distancing rules, hence the face masks, etc. And as I said, racing in Australia has continued by and large throughout the coronavirus pandemic under strict protocols. Obviously, a lot more coronavirus cases in the UK than here, for example, too. But are you surprised how long it has taken racing to return in the UK under these measures, or you feel like this is probably the right time?
No, I think it's the right time. Obviously, you know, the numbers of the COVID-19 in the UK was rising rapidly. I felt like we were doing the right thing by, you know, not resuming racing and waiting until the numbers start to decline. The numbers have started to decline. Touch wood, it stays like that. And now I think that it's just the right time to, you know, start bringing sport back into the UK. And obviously racing is going to be the first sport. I think it can it'll be interesting to see what happens. And hopefully everything stays well and safe and we can progress. And I think it's going to be exciting times for next week.
Behind closed doors, and crowds are no doubt a while off here too. Any indication over there when racing will be open to owners and the public, etc. again, Kieran?
No, I don't have a clue. We've not been told anything like that. Obviously, just about behind closed doors. And we'll see how that goes for the first few weeks. And then hopefully, when Boris Johnson makes his decision of, you know, easing lockdown, hopefully then, you know, that's when owners and trainers can start coming.
Couple of quirky ones there as well, Kieran. No saunas or showers, I believe, but also post-race debriefs between trainers and jockeys will take place on the phone as opposed to face-to-face. How are you feeling that's going to work?
Yeah, I think that should work fine. You know, you speak to the trainers mainly before racing anyway, so that wouldn't be too much of a problem. Saunas, I'm lucky enough that I'm light, so it's not really going to affect me compared to what it's going to affect other jockeys. And obviously, apart from the showers, that's obviously going to be a big that's going to affect us all. But you know, we can manage without a few showers after a ride. You know, for a few weeks, because obviously we're all happy that racing is going to go ahead. That's the main thing.
Chatting to superstar jockey Kieran Fallon Jr. live from the UK here on Sports Overnight on RSN 927. Of course, your father, Kieran, is the legendary Kieran Fallon. And before we chat a bit about your past year or so since we've spoken, mate, I wanted to chat to you about an article in the Racing Post in the UK recently, a very interesting read in which your dad said he never got a buzz out of riding and saw it as part of his job. Did that surprise you?
Not really, no, because it is your job, you know, and... you know, it's kind of, it's different. Everyone looks at it differently and everyone has different views on it. And, you know, I get a buzz out of it. But that's just me. We're all different. But it is just part of your job, really. And you go to the races and you do a job and you go back home to your family. You know, everyone's different. I do get a buzz out of it personally, but, you know, obviously he didn't.
Your dad too, of course, Kieran, gets to the races occasionally these days, and a really wide-ranging, fascinating read, as we said. Doesn't venture to the jockey's room when he goes to the races. He said he feels embarrassed, and he doesn't know why. He says he's a bit weird about it, but not really in touch with the boys he used to ride with either. Did that surprise you too, or not really?
Not really, no. There's lads you're kind of working with or slash working against, and as soon as you're out of the weighing room, you know, it's completely different. You don't really stay in contact with him, and it's a bit strange. Obviously, he was going to the races being a jockey. He was just, now he's just going to the races to be kind of a spectator to me. So that really didn't surprise me at all. Look, if I wasn't in the weighing room, I probably wouldn't stay in contact with half of the lads. So it's not really surprising that way.
Kieran, which jockeys are you closest to? I believe you're very close with Ashane Murphy, obviously one of the champion jockeys of the world.
Yeah, no, great. I get on well with every jockey in the weighing room. But, you know, I mainly speak to the apprentices who are my age, you know, like Jason Watson, Farmer Hansen, Tom McGland. You know, he comes to Haggerty's, I get on very well with him. You know, I get on well with a variety of jockeys. Gavin Ashton, he's a £7 apprentice. He used to work for Matt Prescott, he's now with Ian Williams. You know, I get on well with everyone. I don't really have best mates in the weighing room.
Your dad, Kieran, he said it was like being in a goldfish bowl and being a jockey up at 6 a.m, home at midnight, travelling galore, etc. How do you go with the rigours of racing, you know, a couple of years in now?
Yeah, no, good. I'm lucky. I get drove to the races quite a lot, so I get my sleep. You know, it's kind of a routine now, more than anything, and I'm enjoying it. Obviously, I've only just started it, so... at the minute, I'm enjoying it. We'll see what happens in a few years.
Tennis superstar jockey Kieran Fallon Jr. live from the UK here on Sports Overnight on RSN 927. As we said, we've spoken to you a couple of times before, Kieran, but for the uninitiated, you were out here almost a couple of years ago now. Hard to believe how time flies, mate. Learning and strutting your stuff at the Hayes Dabbenig Stable. How much did you take back to the UK from that experience?
Yeah, no, that was brilliant. That was an experience I'll never forget. Coming back from Australia, I was champion apprentice, so it obviously worked out very well for me. You know, he's open for me to come out again whenever. So, you know, I kept in contact, and maybe next year, the end of this year, could be coming back out there this year for him.
You were hoping to come back late last year to Australia, I think, Kieran, but you ended up in the following your famous father's footsteps, I guess, in America for a bit. How did that come about?
Yeah, no, that was good. My boss in England, Mr. Haggis, thought it was a great idea for me to venture out elsewhere. So he sent me to America, and I really feel like I learned a lot and about the clock. So hopefully, when racing resumes, we'll see how that has helped me race riding. And then at the end of the year, we've got a few options: Australia, America, India. We'll just see what this year holds, and we'll just see what happens in the near future. But I'll definitely be looking to come out to Australia, so place that. You know, it's more of a holiday type of winter than more of a working winter like America. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, I'm very look forward to my winter next year.
And you rode in Italy recently too, Kieran, a few months ago, and representing England in the comp, you won the whole thing.
Yeah, I was luckily I got invited to Italy for the Rebuto Cup, and then I got very lucky. I was on some fancied horses, and we rode a winner second and fourth, and we won the whole thing overall. It was a great experience. We'll see what happens next year. Maybe I can go out there again.
You were champion apprentice, as you said last season. Kieran, congratulations on that too, mate. And it was one of your goals when we last spoke to you. What are your goals for 2020 and the rest of 2020 and beyond, besides, by the sound of it, a bit of jet setting?
The start, when I come back from America, it was to come back and retain the champion apprentice title. But with everything going on, there's only £3 claimers allowed to ride at the start until in a few weeks or months. I've only got 26 winners left to this claim, so you know that kind of changed my goals for this year. And this year it'd be nice to ride a group winner and try and ride my claim out and ride a group winner. That would be the main goals for this year.
And just a couple more before that you go, Kieran, really appreciate your time being so generous with us as always. Kieran Fallon Jr., superstar jockey live from the UK here on Sports Overnight on RSN 927. We can't wait for racing to return on Monday. Mate, do you know where you're riding next week yet?
There's a chance of me going up to Newcastle on the Monday. Ideally, it'd be better off if I didn't, but I might have to go up there. Tuesday we're at Kempton, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, etc. It'll be Newmarket and Yarmouth. I've got a few trainers have rang up to see what I'll be doing. I believe I'll be riding definitely on Tuesday at Kempton, but maybe Monday at Newcastle.
Beautiful, mate. And last but not least, I'll be live here on RSN 927. So for all the listeners, all the faithful, mate, any horses we should be following?
Miss Haggis, he's got a very nice horse called Born a King by Frankel. He's an exciting colt to look out for, as well as Al Sassy. And then the fillies, you've got Born with Pride, who won the first time out in a listed race last year. It'd be exciting to see what she does. We've got a lot of ammunition to throw out this year. It'd be interesting to see how a day runs over here. Obviously, the two group ones out there. We'll see what he's like. He did his first piece of work back a few on Saturday, I believe. He looks well, he feels well. So it'll be interesting to see how he comes around after his trip over in Australia.
Good on you, Kieran. Congratulations on your illustrious career so far, mate. And good luck on Monday and beyond. Thanks so much for joining us once again.
Thank you very much. Take care.